Good morning, friends around the world. As we consider ways we can build healthier and happier relationships with those we are close to and those we love, through this meditation series, let's consider the fifth category, the feelings of anger in relationships. Before we get started with today's meditation, let's do a recap of this category so far. In the first part, we considered how externalized anger has no middle. It's dualistic and often childlike. In the second part, we saw how this kind of anger can be destructive. And today, we'll consider how this sort of anger in relationships can be self-oriented. When we began looking at externalized anger, I described it as often childlike. One of the reasons for this is that children have not learned how to deal with the anger in any other way. It just comes out. And so when we step back, look at our own externalized anger with an observing ego, we will see that many times, many, many times, we have acted like a child because we are so self-oriented. Do you know that when I was very young, I used to get up really early in the morning and look out the living room window, thinking, giving the sun permission to rise because I was there to see it. My family has had a long tradition of treating birthdays with the highest level of importance. It's as important as Christmas or Easter to us. And so when Trish and I got married, I let her know of this family tradition. And each year, we'd celebrate one another's birthdays with great enthusiasm until one year when my birthday came along. It must have been 2 or 3 weeks before my birthday, and Trish hadn't asked me what I wanted for my birthday, nor did she even mention it. I began to wonder if she had forgotten about it. But then I dismissed that idea because I knew she knew how important birthdays were to me. And as the time passed by without her mentioning it, I began to wonder if she was going to throw a surprise birthday party for me. Yep, that's what it was, Eddie thought. On the morning of my birthday, no birthday acknowledgement came from her. Yep. No emails during the day. And I even noticed a distance between us in the past week or so. I thought to myself, she's really performing well. I had convinced myself that I'd come home that evening to find the house packed with family and friends. As I drove up, I saw no cars in the driveway, no extra lights on in the house. And I got the sinking feeling. She really did forget my birthday. But I still had hope. I walked in the front door, still hoping I'd hear, "Surprise! Hi, honey, I'm home." A little quiet voice said, "Hi." That's when little Eddie realized, for certain, she forgot my birthday. I was hurt. I was upset. And yes, maybe even angry. How could she be so self-oriented? And I stepped out of myself, and I decided to tell Eddie to go back inside. Ed Jansen, the adult, was going to handle this situation. I walked into the kitchen. Trish was facing the sink and didn't even turn around when I entered. I walked up to her, gave her a kiss, and looked at her and said, "Are you okay?" She said, "Yes, I'm fine." I said, "Tell your face." I turned her face and looked her in the eyes and said, "Talk to me." She started to cry and told me something had been going on with her health for a while and she didn't know how to tell me. Oh my God. If I hadn't sent Eddie home, if Eddie had come into the house that night, do you have any idea how he would have responded? "So, you forgot my birthday. You know how important birthdays are to me. How could you be so selfish?" Externalized anger is often childlike. It has no middle. It's dualistic. If you celebrate my birthday, you're wonderful. And if you don't, you're horrible. You're selfish. Externalized anger makes it all about me. Let's take the rest of the time we have together this morning and consider our own externalized anger when we're in conflict with those we are close to and those we love? Consider these things. When I'm angry and upset with someone, do I make it all about me? When I'm angry and upset with someone, can I step outside of myself and wonder about the other person? When I'm angry and upset with someone, can I think of ways to build a bridge instead of a wall?